The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. You just playing with me, weren't you? Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, May the 21st, 2026, 7:05 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. No, when I started, I couldn't hear myself. Would we have a little delay there?
I don't know what's going on.
You pushed the button. I saw you. I saw you push it. Don't try to deny it.
The volume's up really high.
Where?
On my side.
Well, turn it down a little bit.
If I do, then you can't hear yourself.
Well, try it. Test. Yeah, you're right.
See? Yeah. That's usually where I have you at.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. The magic of electricity and circuits and all those things. So how are you doing today, Ben?
I'm doing good.
Great. And national days today?
It's National Strawberries and Cream Day.
Well, we started that yesterday with the Strawberry Festival, Happy Valley Strawberry Festival, which is going to be this weekend, and they brought in a... Did you eat all yours?
I did.
Oh, wow.
That was really good.
It's like the strawberry... It's like a pound.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Of cake and ice cream and strawberries.
Couldn't let it go to waste.
Yeah, I couldn't finish it. Linda, you know, the dog, Buford, wanted to finish it for me. I said, oh, no, I do not need you. I do not need you eating strawberry shortcake. No, no. What else?
It's National Waitstaff Day.
Waitstaff. Okay.
So, like, restaurant.
Servers, yeah. God bless them, man. You know, there's two people you don't upset. One of them is your server. One guy said, he said he's listening, he's watching these two women that had been serving his table. They were out looking at the table. And then when everybody started eating, they started smiling. He goes, I wonder what that meant. Anyway, you don't do anything, anybody can do something to your food. Okay? All right. Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, there's another national day today. Today is Linda's birthday.
Happy birthday, Linda. You're not here.
She's not here. That's right. And it's because she is usually not here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I just want to say happy birthday to my true love, Linda. She has been the rock in many times in our life. And I can't even begin to tell people how much I love her and how much she means to me and what a great, great, great person she is. And last night she went to her book club, and they're reading this book called The Westerners, which is a story about like seven people you've heard of, but the author is a real historian, but a very good writer too, and wrote, you know, including Sacagawea and Jim Beckham, who was a mountain man, and so they discussed that. But then all the girls gave her, you know, she got nice presents, but also really nice cards. And when you read the cards, it's always good to see your loved one, the one you think so much of, is thought so much of by other people too. And she deserved every one of those. So happy birthday, love. The weather, sunny and hot with a high near 97, and tomorrow 97, and let me see, Saturday 92, starts cooling down, Sunday down to 91. Memorial Day, mostly sunny with a high near 86. And Monday night, partly cloudy. It's Tuesday, get this, a slight chance of rain, mostly sunny with a high near 77. And Wednesday, a high near 80 and sunny. So we're ranging from 97 today down to Tuesday with a high near 77. And at night, they're all, it's in the, mid 50s to low 60s. That's one of the things. When it gets so hot around here during the day, it drops 30 degrees, 30, 35 degrees at night, which is a godsend because you go to like Phoenix, Arizona, some of the other places, when it's 110, 115 during the day, it's like 98 at night. So you don't get that respite. So part of it, I'm sure, is the river. And but anyway, hey, our weather reports are brought to us every day by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned service, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned service out of Anderson, started by Chuck and Judy Kenny close to 30 years ago. They provide outstanding service to their customers. They're great people. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they've got other payment plans, too, there. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Memorial Day weekend coming up. And by the way, we will be off, all of us, on Monday. And did you get my email yesterday?
Yes, I saw that email.
Okay. Now, we'll pick one out. You and I will pick a show out today that we can play on Monday, best of.
All right.
I mean, there's thousands. We may go back 10 years. You know, I may do that. I may go back 10 years. What if I play the one from 4 years ago, the debate right here between Aaron Reznor and Kevin Cry? No. I'm just going to that one's scratched off the list right away. Okay. But we'll come up with something for Monday. And that'll give you a chance to go out to Igo, to the cemetery out there, and pay your respects. This is the not official Memorial Day, but this is the day it's celebrated. The official Memorial Day is going to be on the 30th, and there will be a ceremony down at the Civic Auditorium at Freedom Grove there, and to remember those who have fallen and keeping our country safe and keeping it protected. And along with that, the Highway Patrol is going to launch a statewide maximum enforcement period over Memorial Day weekend. It's going to begin at 6:01 p.m. Friday. That means if you are speeding down the road at 5:58, you may have a chance. And it's going to start Friday and continue through midnight on, I'm sorry, 11. Yeah, midnight on Monday, May 25th. Targeted patrols focusing on reckless driving, impaired driving, and seatbelt violations in an effort to keep motorists safe during the busy holiday weekend. And this is also considered the start of the summer travel season, typically resulting in a significant increase in traffic throughout the state and wrecks. Now, it also means is that the highway patrolmen are going to have to work on a three-day weekend. So they already kind of got have to work. And why should that person be enjoying themselves driving down the road at 85 miles per hour? I'll just pull them over and tell them to slow down. As if things were not enough. I mean, I went to fill up, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit. I went to fill up. I don't let my truck get below half for two reasons. One, you know, you may need that gas. I mean, that diesel fuel. You know, if something happens or something, you want to keep it half full. At least that's what I do. And when you do that now, silently. I mean, I don't do it out loud, but there are tears rolling slowly down my cheeks when I put that nozzle into the truck at $7 a gallon. And I watch it. It's so fast. And then, you know what I'm talking about, the sound it makes when that fuel's going into your vehicle. And then the sound of your heart breaking when it hits 100 and it is not even slowing down. So we all are facing that. I think the average, we'll talk about the average gas prices across the nation. But there's something else that we need to talk about that besides gas prices, but we're going to talk about that right after the break, and it's happening in Tehama County, but that's awfully close to us, and we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Cedar locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center.
For a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the fame of
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls to say Lions. Your Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the piss. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz. Everybody.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. Let me see what else. Oh, Sue. You know, Sue McClain does our news, does our sales. Is such a wonderful woman. She also has a large, very large heart and nice, very sweet. Well, she leaves right after the news. You know, she may stay for a few minutes, but then she goes because she's got other things and she's back after the show. She came back a few minutes ago and brought us donuts. Whoa. So Hey, Sue, if you're, I know you're listening because you're on your way home. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. All right. What I was going to tell you about is Tehama County Sheriff's Office is urging residents to take precautions after rabid bats were discovered in the Antelope and Bend areas near Red Bluff. Yes, as if things aren't enough. We now have rabid bats. Officials say that that's caused a serious public health concern, as rabies is a deadly viral disease, as we know. It spread through contact with the saliva of an infected animal, including through bites or scratches from bats. The sheriff's office is encouraging residents to ensure their pets, including dogs, cats, and livestock, are up to date on rabies vaccinations. That any unvaccinated animal exposed to a rabid bat could be subject to a mandatory 6-month quarantine. And also to avoid handling bats and to keep your pets away from them. Now, I don't know about you. I can't remember any time in my life that I handled a bat.
Me either.
I mean,
well, I mean,
so have you seen them like in little, I don't know, they're so not up, petting zoos.
So my uncle, my aunt and uncle used to live up in Whitmore.
Yeah.
And they had like, you know, one of those tables with the folding, like.
Yeah. Like bat caves?
No, just like the tabletop, you know, covers, you know, the awnings.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that fold in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Know, so they would open them up and they would always have like bats in there. That's the only time I would ever handle a bat to like move them out of there. Because there'd be like small ones in there.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. So they'd be hanging in there.
Yeah.
When they're not, you know, when they're not open. And so when you got ready to open them, so they used them all during the winter.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Did you put gloves on? I hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wasn't like I was like grabbing.
Yeah. But I see bats at night. I see bats at night a lot out around the house, and they're good. I mean, they clean up the area of insects and mosquitoes and things like that. But anyway, you've been warned here, and that means if you go out in your annual bat petting adventure, you may want to take precautions and wear very thick gloves. Okay. Future. Okay, the Reading Civic Auditorium, they just voted. Now, I'm not going to talk about this because Dr. Paul DeNuca, city council member, will be joining us here at 8 o'clock, and this is one of the things we're going to talk about. I saw him yesterday at the State of the Tribe that was hosted by the Reading Rancheria, the full house. Gosh, I don't know how many tables they can put in there, 50 or something. And before I get to that, though, let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Have I ever asked you for a favor, ever?
I have to go back.
I am now.
Okay.
I am now.
All right.
Please play the Reznor cry debate for your repeat show on Monday. It would be so apropos, Carl.
I don't know if anything's changed. I think everybody's still arguing the same thing 4 years later.
Hey, that's why it's apropos. Hey, did you see the large vote for Reznor sign on the Wind River Strawberry Field property just south of the I-5 Bonneview?
No,
I wasn't aware. I was not aware that Reznor had made amends with the tribe after the illegal land sale. What have you heard?
Well, I saw when I was out at the rancheria yesterday for the State of the Tribe, and I drove by and I saw a Cry In Reznor sign up. I don't remember seeing the one on the Strawberry Field area.
Well, she's
it shows
never
you how much
publicly.
I paid. That's how much I,
well, that's okay. That's all right, Carl. We'll pay attention for you.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, I've never heard Reznor publicly apologize for the illegal land sale that blocked the Wind River expansion. In fact, she's publicly doubled down on it. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
Interesting concept.
Yeah, and hey, by the way, you remember Kasky, Jane Doe Kasky that sued to stop the Measure B?
Uh-huh.
Well, she just lost a court motion Monday, 4 days ago. The judge has ordered her to repay the court and filing fees to the tune of $3,000 plus. So she's lost that. And we're still trying to recoup some legal fees now. That's going to be the doozy, Carl. That will be the five-figure fee But,
well, it was.
But,
it should be interesting to see what happens on that, Rich.
Well, you know what, though, Carl? I'm not sure if you've paid attention this week because you've been doing rodeo stuff, which was great, by the way. Kafka has since filed a second lawsuit.
I saw that.
After, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Anyways. Hey, you guys have a great day. Man, the weather's beautiful today.
Yeah, you need to go to work and pay your taxes.
I'm doing that right now, sir. Have a good day.
Thanks. What was I talking about? Oh, Civic Auditorium. We're going to ask Dr. DiNucco questions about this since the council voted unanimously to send out RFPs, request for proposals for a new operator. But they also voted not to give Advanced Reading 5 equal payments of $80,000 a month starting July 1st. So we're going to talk about that. And, State of the Tribe. First of all, it was a full house. And not only does everybody in attendance, you get like a coffee table book, and this is a 2-year event. Every other year they do this. So in 25, so this is 25-26. And what it does is, you get lunch and all that stuff. When you come in, you are given a strand of beads, put around your neck, a necklace made by Ray Rancheria. And they had Native American singers and drummers. So that was cool. And then Tracy Edwards gave about a 45-minute, maybe not that long, maybe 40 minutes. And what she did was go through that book, you know, the different aspects of that book about everything concerning Ray Rancheria, the tribe, from health care and how it's expanded to their different businesses that they have, the amount of money that Redding Rancheria spends in our community, and with every one of their businesses outlined in that, and salary, taxes, all these things, and the amount of money is incredible, hundreds of millions of dollars. They talked about their education and how their education system works. They talk about the community things they do. And I tell you what, that just took a couple of pages of all the community events and community organizations they support. But they do this every other year, kind of a state of the tribe, and it allows people to see where they are. And you get that book. So I scored 3 of those books because I put one on our table here at the office, and it disappeared. Somebody took it home with them, which is fine, you know, if they want to use it. But it lays everything out, and it was a very, very good event. And the fact that they think the new health village will open in early 2027, or spring of 2027. So, okay, let's go to the phones. Dolores.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Dolores. What do you have today?
Well, I have to kind of say something, and I think it's, you know.
Do you have to? Or is this,
yeah,
you want to?
I want to.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's funny that Richard calls and basically makes comments about Aaron Reznor. It's funny that he doesn't call about himself, about when his neighbor actually called the police, and the police actually, a ranger showed up because Richard was killing squirrels out of season. Then he lied to the ranger and got a citation. How come he don't talk about that? And then, you know, I mean, it's amazing how they want to, you know, try to.
I can imagine that if that did happen, I don't know it did. But if it did happen, it could be, if he was doing squirrels, it could be as like self-defense.
Well, you know.
And it really didn't have an impact on the on the people.
But the point is, Carl, is that he lied to the ranger. That's the point. He lied. And There's a video of the whole thing was captured. The ranger speaks and talks about what he did and what he said. And, you know, they found the BB gun, whatever he was using, the rifle.
He was
rifle.
Using a BB gun and shooting squirrels.
Squirrels, right, to try to get rid of them. But he,
maybe
you know,
he wanted just to
is,
chase them away from his garden.
Yeah, but the point is that he lied.
Oh.
He's a liar. He lied, unfortunately.
Well,
you know, you
did
you
lie? Did
that.
He lie about what happened on that land sale?
I don't think so, but
no, he didn't lie about that. Did he?
But no, but that part.
So he told the truth there, right?
Only, but Carl.
I know.
But Carl.
Gotcha, Dolores. Hey, 7:30.
We gotta remember.
You know what that means? 7:30. We have to take a break. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
In fact, let's take that break right now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
From the first bingo call to the latest jackpot, it's been an incredible 33 years of winning. Because of you, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating our 33-year anniversary. Prepare for incredible promotions, giveaways, gaming, food and fun all month long. Don't miss your chance at $330,000. For details on all the anniversary fun, visit windriver.com. So grab your friends and come celebrate with us. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit reddingheatingair.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Whoa, okay, now this is, what happened? Something changed. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, turn me down. Whoa. What's today, Thursday? This portion of the show, brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. That means watch repair, jewelry design, jewelry repair, stone cutting, all of those things at Four Winds Jewelry. Plus an incredible, incredible selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's been in business for over 30 years, Four Winds Jewelry. And really, really great people down there, Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. Can't say enough about them. They bend over backwards to make sure that you get the right selection. It's the only place that we go to shop for jewelry. We don't need to go to any other place. They've got everything from Old Pond, Native American, lots of turquoise. Oh, yeah. Linda loves her turquoise. So I've been voted best in the North State 4 years in a row now. Four Winds Jewelry, great place. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Ben and I are having an argument over the donuts that Sue brought in out of the goodness of her heart. I'm not going to talk about it right now, but you poached one of my donuts. Yeah. We talked about it. Yeah, loyalty. I take a bullet for you, and you took my donut. Hey, I'm here with Hayrod. Yeah, that's his name, Hayrod. And we're going to be talking about the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair that's going to be happening this weekend, the 23rd and 24th, down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. So, Hayrod, hey.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about you. How did you get involved in fantasy fairs?
I honestly got dragged to one as a volunteer many years ago now. It was about 6 years ago, and they never let me leave. So
he's been locked in a dungeon at the fantasy fair. Okay, so what did you like about it?
The community. I love the people. I love being there. I love helping and building something and being a part of it.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. People that go to fantasy fairs, Renaissance fairs,
mm-hmm.
they dance to their own music.
Oh, yeah. We have people that spend months preparing, you know, their costumes, their characters.
And they're from all types of life, mm-hmm. lifestyles, lawyers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah. Everybody.
And then we get people who travel, too. We get people from West Virginia, New York.
They come all the way out here for
oh,
this?
Oh, yeah. The people go nuts over.
Now, do you see more? What is that? What does that pull to people?
I think it's the story and the characters they get to play, you know, when they get involved and they can be there, be themselves, and or maybe be this other self, you know, where they
can be somebody totally opposite of maybe they've got a job that they like, but it's, you know, they work their 8 hours a day and all this.
And
it's kind of a button down job, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. And then they can come out here and be Hagar the Horrible
mm-hmm.
for a week or for a weekend.
Sven the Viking, you know.
Sven the Viking.
Or a witch or wizard. That's why we like to include the fantasy elements because people get to be more characters. You know?
Yeah.
It's not just beholden to 1580s Renaissance, you know.
We get to include even though the Renaissance is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have never been to one of these, it's going to be this weekend. And if you've never been to one, you need to go to one. I've been to like three, mm-hmm. maybe two, but I've never not had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's because it's in competition with something else. But okay. So people come in from as far away as West Virginia and New York to be in the California Fantasy Fair or Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. and they bring their costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then for that 2 days, they show up a completely different person.
Oh, yeah.
They leave the hotel as Mike and Renee, and they show up as Finn and Olga.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Oh, yeah. And people have a blast. We have so much going on because we have vendors, of course, but then we have the folk music bands that come out. We've got pirates. We have fairies and the royals and theater peoples that put on huge shows. And the we got a couple of groups, the Sherwood Revelers and St. Margaret's that come out and put on these huge displays of not only just Renaissance, but a little bit more fantasy stuff. You know, and people just can find their niche and have a blast and, you know, find something to do there. And
okay, so what? When do the gates open?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. And it goes to?
5.
5. 10 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And but it's still light outside.
Does
everybody hang around for you know, a couple hours? Or?
Well, we have to have fun, too. Not just for the patrons. We have to have our own fun, too.
Okay. So how long have you been involved in something like this?
5 years and a bit.
5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I go out there Saturday, are you going to be – now, you take care of the vendors.
Yes.
Are you going to be able to be dressed up in your alter ego?
I do. Well, I have a little bit more – I only wear it for a little bit because usually it's kind of hot. But I run around in basically peasant wear. Most of the time, because I'm just so
what
busy.
What is peasant wear?
Peasant wear, you know, just a plain shirt, plain pants.
I thought you were going to tell me burlap. It's a burlap shirt and
no,
leather pants.
I try to stick to cotton and linen.
Yeah, especially linen, when it's going to be,
yeah.
Let me see, it's going to be, it's going to be cooling down now. It's only going to be about 92 on Saturday. That's not bad.
No.
You know.
And I think that's peak, so it's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the morning and the evening, it'll be cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how many participants do you have in something like this? Not counting. I'm not talking about crowds. But
no.
Just participants.
As participants, we have about 1,000.
No.
Yeah.
You have 1,000 participants in this?
Yes. Right now, I have concretely we have 600 applicants, but then people arrive and it kind of shifts. You know how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. People show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have helpers, and so we estimate about a thousand plus participants
okay.
as far as, like, vendors, guilds.
Oh, okay, that's everybody.
Yeah, that's
okay.
everyone.
That doesn't count. I mean, that also counts the ones that show up in costume.
Mm-hmm.
Or
participants in the Renaissance Fair. As far as us, the people who put it on were the Golden Goblin Productions. And we have
what's the name of the productions?
Golden Goblin Productions.
Golden Goblin Productions.
Yes.
Got it.
And we number about 80.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is all volunteers?
Yes.
Okay.
Majority of volunteers.
Majority.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure Golden Goblin makes something off it so they can do it the next year.
Yes. That is our big thing is we try to do a little bit more each year and then put back
now,
in.
Now, is this the only Renaissance Fair they put on?
Yes.
Golden Goblin? Okay, so this is kind of homegrown then.
Yes. We've been at the Shasta District Fairgrounds the entire time.
Okay. I
think this is our ninth year.
Okay. Now,
quote me on that.
how many turkey legs do
we
you
have? We have 2 turkey leg vendors this year.
Okay, and what if you've never been to one of these, the big thing is turkey legs.
Yes.
You can buy a turkey leg and walk around chewing on that for half the day that you're there. And then what other kind of vendors do you have?
As far as they're wide-reaching, we run the gambit. We've got everything from costumes, crystals, trinkets, hats, linen shirts, you know,
swords,
costumes, swords, knives, ranging from all the way from foam to you can literally take this and go full battle. You know, with it.
All right. Now, if I go there and I say, I have been struck by the Renaissance Fairy,
mm-hmm.
can I outfit myself completely there?
Oh, indeed. Yeah, you can get a full kit. It's not going to be cheap, but you can get a full kit right
Nothing's
there.
Nothing's cheap.
Everything from chainmail, swords, hauberks, pants, shirts, shoes, cloaks.
They've got the Renaissance dresses. They've got all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And, yeah,
boxes,
and the shoes.
Dresses,
the shoes are different, too. I mean,
yeah.
shoes did not, when you used to get pairs of shoes, they weren't right foot, left foot. Those were just ones you put your feet in and they would eventually shape themselves to that.
Oh, leather. So, you know, and then
the way it fit. Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't get a left and right. You just got boots or shoes. I'm here with Hayrod, and we're talking about the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Today's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown fermented and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Oh, yeah, this is Renaissance Fair music. Oh, it is, yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Colin and Dubai. It's Linda's birthday today. Happy birthday, baby. Yeah, I love you to pieces. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold a gold award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Learn more at ShastaRegional.com. I'm here with Hayrod, and we're talking about the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair that's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, down at Shasta District Fairgrounds. Starts at 10 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
On Saturday and goes to 5. What about Sunday? Same?
Same.
Now, you've got, every year you get more and more vendors, and so, but food vendors.
Yes, we have.
Do you have, I know the traditional food when we said the turkey leg,
mm-hmm.
but is there other like traditional food there that people?
Meat pies.
Meat pies.
Meat pies are
yes.
a big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they serve gruel.
No.
I'd like to have a bowl of gruel, please. Okay.
We've got everything from Mellow Yellow just opened their shop. They're actually going to be shutting down to come out and serve drinks for us.
Okay.
And they were a huge hit last year. They served the tubs of lemonade, basically. And pickles, snow cones, tacos, rustic potatoes going to be out there. They do the huge.
Oh, yeah, potatoes. You got to do the potatoes. Okay, so there's going to be plenty of food and grog.
And grog.
And we're going to be grog. Is there any mead?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, tell people what mead is.
Mead is kind of the in-between from a beer to a wine, and it is a honeyed
It's liquor. It used to be mead was made from honey.
Yes.
And, totally.
And it still is.
It still
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's the honeyed wine. And it's sweeter than beer, but it still has kind of the fermentedness.
Yeah.
You
drink enough mead, you'll stagger around.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is an alcohol.
Yes, sir.
Except it's not from grain. It's not from grain. It's from honey.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So there'll be mead platforms there.
Yes, we have two drink pavilions, and they are selling bottles.
Oh, okay. Selling bottles of mead.
Yes, I buy 6 every year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good stuff. They get everything from blackberry, pomegranate, dragon fruit, traditional honey, yeah. and.
Yeah, I'd want that tradition.
Probably a couple other flavors that, you know, they bring down.
Okay, so are there shows that are put on during this?
Yes, we have folk bands, we have Jester Jeff, jugglers, Sherwood Revelers.
And what do they do? Is that kind of like a stage act or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, they do kind of a mixture between a stage act and singing.
Okay.
And, you know, put on all musicals and stuff.
In their Renaissance costumes.
Yes.
All right. So, you can come, of course, dressed in the Renaissance way, and you can be Sir somebody, or you can be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fantasy ones are the ones that are dressed like witches and elves and
goblins and orcs and whatever in between.
What?
Goblins, orcs.
What's an orc?
Orc, big, tall, green, muscly guy.
That's an orc. Trolls? Do you have any trolls there?
We do have a couple of trolls. And a couple of people that look like trolls.
Even if they're not trying?
Mm-hmm.
I find this fascinating that people do this. You know, we were talking about Sturgis during the break. And Sturgis is kind of like that in a way. These are people that have their regular jobs, but for a week they go to Sturgis, and everybody's a, quote, biker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we ran into some guys that hadn't shaved, obviously, for 2 or 3 days, they were making a run. And they were all orthodontists out of, I think, New Jersey. riding out. Mm-hmm. And my partner and I looked at him and thought, and this is their trip. They all get together. They have for years, and they ride their bikes from New Jersey out to South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And for that week, they're bikers. And they go to biker bars, and they do biker things. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of the same thing.
People get to come in costume, loose, and just be somebody else for a
They don't have to worry about being an orthodontist.
Yeah.
For you 2 days.
Or lawyer, or whatever
they do. Okay. Now, you've got a business here in town.
Yes. Okay.
Tell me about that.
A freelance web developer business called Studio 136. And I help local businesses, not so local, but I run a markets company called North Valley Markets, and we put out a night market about once every 2 to 3 weeks out at Kubler's Furniture right in front there on Friday nights.
And what is that?
It's a craft fair. So,
oh, a craft fair. Okay.
Yeah, we have usually between 30 and 40 vendors that are all local that come out and
Kubler's Furniture.
Yes.
Down there in that. Oh, okay. What's that shopping center? I know. I don't know what that shopping center is called.
Yeah.
But everybody knows where Kubler's Furniture is.
Yeah, it's where Pie Meets Bread and Dairy Queen right there.
Yeah. All that. And I think it's got the Barkery or something somewhere there. They've got a big pet store there and a number of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what you do when you're not dressed up in peasant fare.
Yep. Running around, helping vendors find their spots. Yep.
Well, that's what peasants do, right?
Yep.
At the Renaissance fair. So what do you tell people to expect? Now, people are listening, never been to one, and I would highly recommend you go there for 1 day or 2 days. Mm-hmm. But go there for a few hours, and not necessarily right at 10. Let them get started.
Yes, if you could stagger a little bit and not just come at 10, that'd be very preferable.
Yeah, because then the people in their regalia will be there. And
we have our biggest rush of people. I can't say the line, we hired more ticket people this year, but if you come at 10, expect a line.
Yeah, so you want to get there, say, 11:30.
Yeah.
And it's still cool. And you can then walk around the whole area.
And we're basically a mix between a craft fair and a, Shakespearean play. You know, you've got so much to do. We've got family fun stuff. We've got the pirates that bring out their huge pirate ship that kids can climb on.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You know, and then we have
what are the family things we have? You got the pirate ship and
pirate ships.
Kids enjoy themselves here.
The Reading Mermaids are making an appearance. The Elemental Fairies, which do the rope dancing rope dancing. And then we have belly dancers. We have three different stages that are all going to be running acts throughout the day.
This is going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. How much are tickets to this?
Tickets are $17.
$17. That is very reasonable. And you can do this for 2 days. You get there at 10:30, around there, when the line's gone down. You can spend 3 or 4 or 5 hours there. Get your money's worth.
And we do have a veteran discount as well.
Oh, and what's that?
$12.
It's $12 for veterans?
Yes.
Well, thank you. God bless you for that. And so it's going to be this weekend at the Shasta Fairgrounds. I may just have to come down there and wander around and get a turkey leg.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'll be down there.
Linda's on a birthday trip. So.
Yep. And I did the secretary, Sue, is going to be down there.
Sue's going to be down there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Is Sue going to be in costume?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Ben, Sue's going to be in costume.
Yep.
We should have her come in Friday in her costume.
She even
do the news. Hey Rod, which is what he is. It's not his real name, but Hey Rod is what he answers to.
Yes.
So thanks a lot for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we haven't. This sounds like is this family friendly?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's the other thing. It's family friendly. Yep. Kids are going to see things they've never seen.
Fun for all ages.
It's fun, but it's in a fun sense.
Yeah,
like
we've
that.
Got everything from face painters, but then we have swords.
There you go. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Vendors, acts, people dressed up from the Renaissance times, elves, fairies, orcs,
turkey legs.
And turkey legs. Thanks a lot, Heron. And when we come back, I'm hoping Dr. Paul Danuk is going to join us. He told me yesterday he was. So we'll see. He's always running right at the last second. He's a busy man. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. We have Cuba on our mind. The words of President Trump, who calls the indictment of former Cuban President Raul Castro a very big moment for Cuban Americans.
The Cuban population of Miami and certainly beyond Miami, people that came there that were decimated, whose families were ruined, appreciate what the Attorney General just did today and was just doing now. He's just watching it. So we have Cuba on our mind. Very important.
Asked whether there would be escalation with Cuba, the president said that's not necessary. Quoting Mr. Trump, the place is falling apart. Castro and five others indicted in connection with the Cuban military's fatal downing of two planes 30 years ago. Four Americans died. Senate Republicans are considering dropping a proposal for $1 billion worth of security funds relating to President Trump's ballroom project.
The president was asked if he's worried about the ballroom funding.
I'm building the ballroom.
In the Senate, Louisiana Republican John Kennedy says they're back to square one. North Carolina's Tom Tillis says adding the security funding was a bad idea. He does not think there is enough backing to pass it, even if the price is reduced. Vermont Democrat Peter Welch says this comes as many voters are struggling to make ends meet.
The folks that you represent and I represent really wonder, why are we spending $1 billion on a ballroom?
President Trump had originally said private money would cover the ballroom project. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Three people are dead. More than a dozen first responders had to be quarantined for possible exposure to an unknown substance. This after they were called to a suspected drug overdose at a rural New Mexico home. On Wall Street, the Dow down 79 points, the Nasdaq trading 146 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a moment nobody talks about with weight loss. It's the moment it stops working. The diet that worked before doesn't. Eating less stops moving the scale. That's not random. When your body's under stress, it slows your metabolism. That's why quick fixes eventually fail. At PHG Weight Loss, they focus on restoring your metabolism. And right now, when you call and mention Mike G, you'll get 2 free weeks and they'll pay for the cost of your food. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Americans have a big health care problem. Over 100 million citizens carry medical debt while paying for overpriced and complicated health insurance. As Christians, we don't have to pay for a broken system. Christian Healthcare Ministries is an alternative to health insurance at half the cost. Plus, you can enroll at any time. Stand up to health insurance with a biblical solution. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Harvard's faculty votes to raise the bar.
The faculty voted to limit the number of A grades awarded to undergraduates. It's one of the most sweeping efforts by a major university to curb grade inflation. Starting in fall 2027, instructors in letter-graded courses at Harvard College can give A grades to no more than 20% of students in a class, plus 4 additional students. A-minus grades will not be capped. Faculty also approved a new system using average percentile rank rather than GPA to compare students for honors and awards. Supporters say the changes will restore the meaning of top grades after more than 60% of undergraduate grades were in the A range in recent years. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Two police officers who helped defend the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot are suing to block anyone from receiving payouts from a new $1.7 billion settlement fund for those who claimed to be victims of politically motivated prosecutions. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Baltimore Bridge collapse trial will go ahead as planned.
A federal judge has refused to postpone a trial next month for civil claims stemming from the 2024 collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. U.S. District Judge James Bredar ruled Wednesday that the trial will start on June 1st as scheduled, despite the objections of companies involved in the deadly disaster. The judge heard the request for a delay less than 2 weeks after prosecutors announced the filing of criminal charges against the companies and an employee. Six construction workers who had been filling potholes were killed in the bridge collapse. Keith Peters, Washington.
Walmart delivering another strong quarter of sales as the discounter Speedy Deliveries and low prices served as a magnet for shoppers across the income spectrum. However, the retail offered a cautious outlook amid so much economic uncertainty. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 21st of May, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour brought to you by... Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it's National Servers Day and National Whipped Cream or
Strawberries and Cream Day.
Strawberries and Cream Day. But even more important national day, it's Linda's birthday. That's right. Linda's birthday. And I just want to tell everybody that's listening, and I'll put it on Facebook, how much I love that woman. She is my best partner in everything you could possibly imagine. Met her at an event when I was on leave from Iraq. And how, I just didn't know who she was, didn't know her name, but she just fascinated me. And so I wrote an email to the producer or the director of this event, and it was down in Beverly Hills, and said, sent a picture that somebody had taken of us. And said, who is this woman and would she like to write to a Marine? And we started writing, and we wrote for 6 or 7 months before I came back. And I came up to Reading. And I am just, I can't say enough how much she means to me. And what a nice, good person she is. So I love you, honey. Happy birthday. Okay, something like the weather today. It's going to be about a high near 97, close to 100, my friends. And also Friday, same, same. Saturday, it starts to cool down, about 92, and lows in the low 60s. Sunday, about 91. Memorial Day, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Tuesday, we might have a slight chance of rain, but mostly sunny with a high near 77. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 80. So it's going to be beautiful weather for Memorial Day weekend. Be careful out there if you're on the road. The chippies are going to be out in force doing a, literally doing a full scale keep people safe on Memorial Day weekend, and which is the beginning of the summer travel times for a lot of people. Anyway, the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company out of Anderson, started about 30 years ago by Chuck and Judy Kenny. Got three generations of the Kenny family working there. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and other payment plans. They're just good people. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I am here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, a friend, I'm proud to call a friend, and a member of the Reading City Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me.
I saw you yesterday at the State of the Tribe. What was your take on that, the State of the Tribe?
Well, I'll get into that, but first okay. things first.
Okay.
We got to sing to Linda.
You're right.
And
okay.
I'm going to be embarrassing myself.
You can jump in, Ben.
Because Linda is a great singer, but I'm going to still sing for her.
Okay.
And we are all going to sing.
All right. Are you ready?
Happy birthday to...
Wait a minute. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
All right.
Make sure we cut that part out, and we'll send it to her and after she finishes laughing hysterically. Okay.
Now, I'm always ready to embarrass myself for a good cause.
For a good cause, I'll do anything. Yeah, I sat up there in a dunk tank one time.
Oh, yeah, me too. Did that last year. Looking forward to doing that again. Yes, for a good cause.
I did it down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and I was there, and nobody could hit that little arm that's out there. And this one person had spent like $5 throwing baseballs at me, runs over and he hits it. And so I dropped in the water, and which is kind of cool. And then I noticed these kids. It was out, during the fair. I noticed these little kids here, and they're holding their little piggies, their little piglets. And I looked at them, and I said, y'all need this? Oh, yeah, it's real hot. We put our pigs in here to cool them off. And I looked down. I looked at the water. It was, oh, my gosh. It is. Yeah, well, I went home and took a shower.
Well, I was in the dunk tank. The little kids would come and do exactly the same. They couldn't hit it, so they would come and push the arm. I would encourage that. But there were no pigs in the water.
Oh, my gosh, that was funny. Yeah. From then on, I accused Kishwaga of trying to get me infected with some, like, wild pig disease or something. Anyway. Okay. Trader the tribe.
Yes. Wonderful. Tribe is a great neighbor to have for us. In fact, they have been historically through a lot.
Yes, they have.
For hundreds of years. Yeah. And
they got jerked around a lot.
Right. They have been through a lot, but I still see in them that they value the humanity in general. They value our neighborhood. They are very valuable and kind partner to our community.
They are.
They're always willing to help out wherever they can. So I was very happy and honored to be invited to attend the State of Tribe. And also I see that they have a vision. They're trying to grow the community along with their own tribe. And they have a vision of growth, of creating something better future tomorrow for all of us. So love it.
They plan 6 generations out.
That's how it should be.
And it should be. And unfortunately, in our political world, we can't go more than 2 years, maybe 4 years out. And, but, you know, before it becomes sometimes a radical change in the other direction.
I mean, right now with the social media and internet, we can't look past 2 days.
Yeah, in some
cases. 6 days.
Yeah.
So I admire what they do, and that's how I want to run our community. Our community should be running in a way that it looks for 6 generations or more.
Yeah. You know, what should we be looking at for our great-great-grandchildren?
Exactly.
And how do we move forward on something like that? But unfortunately, and we have, like I just said, because of elections and different people run, people get tired of one group and they vote in another group they go their direction until people get tired of that and they vote in another group. But the Native American, at least Red Rancheria, has got a clear plan.
Long term vision.
On what they want to do and the vision of their people going to school.
Yes.
They're graduating from not just high school, but college. Many of them come back to work inside the Red Rancheria, but many go on out to other jobs. Yeah.
We wish to learn from them, and education, healthcare, economy, those are the fundamental family. Those are the fundamental common values which we all have.
Yeah.
Especially in this inflamed season of the election, we need to remind ourselves that this election time vitriol should not seep into our relationship.
I thoroughly agree.
And some of the adults in the community have to stand up and tell these bickering children, enough. You are killing and destroying our community, poisoning with your vitriol. Go ahead, campaign positive for your candidate. Don't go on a negative campaign. Don't try to attack each other or other community members simply by association. Adults will have to stand up and say, enough of these bickering children.
You know, the thing that always bothered me is my sister and I are probably, maybe a 150 out from each other. I'm not saying a complete 180, but maybe 150, 120. I know that we cancel each other's votes in many elections. But it is never, ever have we ever thought about not having a relationship because of politics.
Right.
And you see things where people, they're not, I don't want to be your friend because you voted this way. And they can't get past the fact that, you know, you being, saying you don't want to be my friend does not change the way I think.
Exactly.
You being my friend, you should understand it. I haven't changed.
Yeah, I invite the difference in opinion.
Yeah, right.
That's how we grow. Otherwise, how will we have innovation, new ideas, wisdom? That depends on different opinions, sometimes opposite opinion. I encourage that. And the most important thing for us to remember is that we are a community, and we should invite diverse opinion without demonizing anyone.
Yeah. Like you said, you can do, you can disagree, and it's okay to disagree, but you shouldn't disagree to the point where a friendship or a family, you know, friendships I can see, but ostracizing family members over this is, I've never been able to understand that, maybe because I've had, you know, my sister and I have had this relationship. She's been my sister for over 70 years. I'm not going to stop it.
I have the same relationship with my sister. We are on the opposite spectrum of the public, but that's okay. But the most important thing is we have started believing that politics is bad. I reject that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Politics can be good. Politics is about trying to bring our community together with a vision for the future and to bring us all together for a better future. That's, politics can be good. We have to have faith, but it will start from us. We have to make it better. I have to make it better. I have to behave better so that I can make the politics better. That's what my purpose is in this life.
Well, politicians should be held to that higher standard like that. Unfortunately, sometimes that doesn't happen. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, who is a member of the Reading City Council and also a noted member of our medical community here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials or delays that just don't make sense, you need somebody to talk to that's an expert in workers' compensation, and that's Patrick Gorman. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation. You're going to be talking to Patrick, and he's going to talk to you about your case. Many times work injuries are life-changing. Maybe you have to be retrained for a new job. Maybe it's just getting the treatment that you rate so that you can get back to your job, that you want to go back to, your employer wants you back, but something's going on. That's why you need an attorney that understands workers' compensation like Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Go to GormanComp.com. I know Patrick. I trust Patrick, and he's going to do the right thing for you. And we'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca, Reading City Councilman. Sorry.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader. No one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for vendors to join us for our 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. This event will take place in the Event Center on Friday, June 19th. For more information or to complete registration, contact group sales at 530-339-7412 or email events@windriver.com. Participants must register and submit logo before June 1st to be eligible to participate. Participants will receive $400 with a chance to win an additional $500 cash. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. I want to remind everybody that the 33rd Annual Memorial Service put on by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council is going to occur on Saturday, May 30th, which is truly Memorial Day. It's going to be held down at the Civic Auditorium at the Veterans Memorial Grove. It starts at 11 a.m. There'll be shade and tents and everything out there. All veterans, family, friends, and members of the public are cordially invited to attend. Complimentary lunch immediately following the ceremony, where we honor those who gave their lives in the defense of our country. Saturday, May 30th. At 11 a.m. down at Veterans Memorial Grove at the Civic. I'll be there. They've asked me somehow to speak that day. And it's a very moving, special day for many of us who have served, remembering those who have fallen in the defense of our country.
The greatest gift to the country.
The greatest gift. What is it? I think there's a biblical quotation about those who give their lives for others. Yes. But I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, and I am going to ask you the $100 question.
I'll take $100 question over a $10 million question.
Well, really, it's $1.5
million
question.
$1.5 million to be exact.
The Civic Auditorium, y'all voted to, one, put out requests for proposals for somebody to run the Civic, and you also voted not to continue giving them
80,000 dollars.
$80,000 a month.
That's what the ask was.
Yeah, for starting July 1st. So, and you voted not to give advance rent in that.
This is one of the most difficult decisions in recent few months we have had to make. Just to give you the background, first of all, I love Civic Auditorium, the things they do, the community uses for things like Cool Apple Night and July 4th. I love, super love it. And also they have tried to bring more concerts. Lately there have been some very popular concerts being held there. So I'm looking for ways to keep it open and continue those things. Having said that, I was not part of those decision making, but over last 1 year or so, city gave them close to $1 million, yeah, give or take.
Yeah, it was a little bit over $1 million, yeah. 400 and something thousand, and then before that, it was like 600,000.
Right,
yeah.
And they were asking for $1.4 million every year to keep the doors open. City just doesn't have that. That's one question. The second thing is, if we are going to give the money to one private entity, which is a non-profit entity, and it really helps the city, then we have other entities too who want that money. So how do we decide how much we give to somebody and how much, who to give? That is a philosophical question. What I had been advocating for a long time with the advanced writing also was that I need to see some skin in the game by the private donors or the community or by the advanced writing leadership, executive leadership, to make sure that they need to bring part of that funding requirement to the table. And city could match that. If that's what happens, I would be happy to support it. However, that was not going anywhere. They have said that, you know, they couldn't do it, and lately they could find some donors, but still not enough. I would stand by that yes, if they raise the funds with the private donations or the, you know, increasing the ticket sales or increasing the concerts or whatever they have to do, that's their business model. I would be happy to have the city support that in matching funds. However, there's no way we can give $1.4 million a year, nor should we give those funds $1.4 million a year. If that is the case, there are so many worthy causes that we can give the money to.
Well, no funding beyond June, according to Julie Dyer, who is the manager out there. Advance Reading begins an orderly shutdown process beginning this week. All events after the July 4th Freedom Festival are then canceled, which means that shows like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chicago, Bonnie Raitt, are all going to be canceled. And does that mean, from what it sounds like, is that the Civic is going to be shuttered?
Well, no, Advanced Reading is saying that they would shut down, which is unfortunate. I would like them to stay open. I actually said this from the dais on Tuesday also, that I would still like them to keep trying to raise more funds and come back with matching funds. They don't have to shut down. Mm-hmm. However, that is their decision. Civic Center will stay open. City will keep it open. Whether we have concerts there in the future with Advanced Reading or some other entity or not will depend on the RFP, request for proposal. We are asking for that. I would encourage Advanced Reading to apply for that also, or find some other ways so that they can work with the city. But it cannot be unilateral, we giving $1.4 million to anybody. So Civic Center, let me repeat that. Civic Center will stay open. City is determined to keep it open, especially for the community events. Now, in addition to that, if someone wants to put a concert there, they will be most welcome to do that, and they can rent it from the city.
How much does it cost to keep the Civic open for a month? I mean, each month? I mean, there's got to be electricity, there's got to be maintenance, there's got to be, you know, security now, since there's not going to be people there, so you got to keep, you know, it doesn't become a homeless home.
Right. So, they had given the estimate to us that they need $120,000 per month just to keep the doors open. However, talking with the people in the trenches who managed the Civic Center in the past, and I'm talking about the people really in the trenches, you know,
yeah,
those who did the hard work of janitorial work or yard maintenance work and the building maintenance. I'm talking about those people because that's where you get the real information.
Yeah.
They have told me that in the past, city only had 3 full-time employees, and they had some part-time employees also, mm-hmm, who were managing it. And estimates of that cost vary somewhere between $20,000 to $50,000 per month. Sorry.
Okay.
So yeah, those are the estimates, and I do not know yet the final number.
Yeah. Well, people say, why does it cost that much? Well, you've got the grounds. You've got the maintenance on stuff, you know, from keeping the pipes not breaking.
Mm-hmm.
HVAC has to be maintained. You know, electricity. There's going to be electricity to the building. It's
right.
Not going to be like there's events going on, but still. And so, you know, that all adds up. So
yeah,
whether it's closed, even if it's closed, it could be up to 50, up in your opinion, up to 50,000 a month.
Which I do not know right now,
no,
but it has ranged from 20,000 to 50,000.
Right.
But I can tell you that we are definitely going to keep it open for the community events, whether it's Cool April Night, whether it's July 4th, whether it's Freedom Festival, whether it's 3-on-3 basketball, you know, things like Memorial Day. We are absolutely going to keep this open. And I have full faith in our city staff, especially those who work hard in the trenches, those who do the plumbing and electricity and the yard work and the groundkeeping and the security. I know that they will rise up to the occasion and keep the center going at the cheapest possible rates for the community.
Okay. I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, Vice Mayor of Reading. We're talking about the Civic. It's a big decision just made. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's, if you remember that. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. I found them in 07 when I moved here. That was 2007, in not 1907. And I've never gone to another barbershop. It's a great barbershop. I enjoy it, get great haircuts. It's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop. And I can make appointments that work on my schedule, which is kind of important for a lot of people. And you can do that by calling them at 530-244-9478 or just using Booksy. Go to Booksy in Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop. It's, like I said, not a hair salon. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress. At 2 in the morning, he gets calls most people never hear. He's worked in crisis. He's sat with families on their hardest nights, in emergency response,
in aviation,
and now in mental health. Right now, parents are having to choose between groceries and medicine. Veterans are waiting for months for care. Rural hospitals are struggling. Communities are divided. Too many people feel unseen. We need safer communities, affordable health care, and a government that understands what families are going through. We don't fix this by screaming louder. We fix it by listening. Paul Salisbury is running for Congress to serve people, not political parties. From the Redwoods to the Ranchlands, forward together.
I'm Paul Salisbury, and I approve this message. Paid for by Paul Salisbury for Congress.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Tomorrow, House Realty joins us. I think I got another guest. Oh, Gary Oxley is running for supervisor out in the 5th District. He's going to join us at 7 and the House Realty at 8 tomorrow. I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, and let me tell you, there isn't a question, no matter how uncomfortable it is, not personal questions, about the city, this man will not answer. And I love that.
You can ask personal, too.
Huh?
You can ask personal questions, too.
Yeah, you know what? You got nice kids, I tell you that.
I and do.
They can all
blessed.
And they can all shoot, too.
I'm blessed.
You know what? I say this, but, you know, I have met so many nice kids, children, here in Redding. And I turn and I look at the parents. And because they, you know, it didn't happen by themselves. I mean, they're not little feral wolves we throw out there and they just turn out good.
It mostly happened because I was absent and my wife was taking care of them.
And that's what they all say.
After her.
They all say, well, my wife's really pretty cool. Okay, we're talking about the Civic. The Civic looks like, for all intents and purposes, is going to shut down. They're not going to get money from the city. Julie Dyer has made it real clear. She's been making it clear for couple months. If they don't get the money, then they're going to start shutting down the facility. Dr. DeNuca in the past segment said, we're going to keep it maintained and ready to for events like the July 4th event, Cool April Nights, and if other entities want to run it, put on concerts or whatever, sports show or whatever, that they can, they'll be able to do that because the facility will be ready to be used.
Yes, we will keep it open.
We'll keep it open. Now, the Riverfront specific plan that we spent $1.3 million on, all these plans down for the Riverfront.
What a waste.
What a waste?
Yes.
How come?
$1.3 million. $1.3 million. That's a waste for us to do that study. And we are nowhere close to any plan yet. We are not there yet. We haven't, it has come back to us after such a long time. We have enough talent in our community that they, we could have figured out how to do it, what is the best for our community. Instead, we, the city decided to give $1.3 million to an outside entity to do the study.
Now, the study has all these plans about the way the riverfront is supposed to look and all these things. Park Marina Drive, I mean, it goes for all of those. And so now you're, you know, are we at anywhere close to having some, I mean, has the final report come in?
Well, they have gone through several drafts, and the final one is not come to the city council yet, and we have had some inputs. For example, one of the elements in the suggested plan was that take down 44 from a freeway and make it a city boulevard with the stop signs and red lights. South, which is what they were saying was west of I-5, convert 44 into a city boulevard mm-hmm. with stop signs and red lights and take down the freeway and take it over from Caltrain. And I basically absolutely shut it down. I said, no way we are putting this in the plan. Do you see the traffic at 8 o'clock today? That traffic was backed up all the way to I-5. It's like a big city here.
I know. We'd be backed up to Palisadro if they did something like that.
And that was suggested in the plan.
Yeah. Well, then, part of the thing was the Civic, you know, then the rodeo grounds, and then all along the river there, all these things. And so we're not any closer to moving forward with some kind of plan that affects the riverfront?
I will ask again and find out, because the final draft
is
not
supposed to
come
to September?
Yet.
Is it September? Or? I'm not even sure, because it's been kind of drawn out.
But more important question is that, you know, I, in my opinion, in my personal opinion, and again, this study was commissioned way before I was elected.
Right.
I would never have voted for $1.2 million spending on that. At this point, my opinion is all the options are on the table. I would like to hear from the community. What do you suggest? Somebody wants to run a civic center? Bring it to us.
Well, is it time to sell the Civic?
Someone wants to buy it? Bring it to us. I'll keep all the options on the table, and I'll consider all the options.
Well, whoever buys the Civic is going to want to buy the property, too.
Well, let's keep all the options on the table. And okay. We want to make sure that whosoever runs it, whosoever has it, does it for the best interest of the community. No building affordable housing there. It has to stay a public space. It has to stay good for the community and the public use. It cannot be converted into just a housing project.
That's a, you know, it's a valuable piece of property right there.
It's the heart of our city.
And it's the heart of our city. And one of the things that we've talked about, maybe during the break, I mean, I was being philosophical when I put it in Facebook when we were talking about the Civic, was for a city to grow and prosper and continue moving, you need certain things. I mean, a city has to have certain things, and one of them is the Civic, or something like the
arts
Civic.
And culture.
And arts, culture, infrastructure, safety. But you need something where, a larger area where we can get a number of people together, we can have conferences, we can have events. Yeah. And without that, it makes our, it wears on our fabric.
It's a gathering place for us as a community. Yeah. In fact, if you recall, last year when we gave a long-term lease to Rodeo, my comment to the Rodeo people was that we are giving you not just a property in the center of our town, but a place in our heart. And you better make good use of that and make us proud.
Well, I tell you what.
And Rodeo is doing that.
Yeah, they have taken that. We have taken that very seriously. We've started doing all the improvements. We're going to be doing many more here over the years. And we have a list of items that the city knows about and that we are ticking off every probably every month we've got something we fixed.
And that's what I would expect. Anyone who wants to run the city, takes over the city, they have to show. I mean, Turtle Bay, I have been a big supporter of Turtle Bay forever, since we started here. That was part of the reason. Yeah. You know, museums, you know.
Museums is one of the things we need.
We have a program. There is a Turtle Bay for all. So anybody who has on limited income can go there and buy a ticket for only $2. We will support the rest of it. We have a program for a long time like that. So these are the heart of the city things. And I would like any operator, anyone who wants to run the Civic Auditorium or the property has to prove it to us that they're going to do it for the public good and they're going to hold their feet to fire. Just like I told Rodeo, they better make us proud of it.
Well, and yeah.
And they are doing that.
Because that lease came with some codicils attached to it. And I don't know if everybody knows this, but there's things attached to it that say have to be accomplished.
Yes.
And we take that very seriously. But that extent of that lease gives us the ability now to go out and get grants and to borrow money.
Yeah.
You know, long-term loans that we aren't, that you could never get on a 5-year lease, but on a 45-year lease, yes, we now are able to go out and do that stuff. You know, and if you took a look at Rodeo this year, how much changed. Next year, there's going to be even more changes. And again, to make it more Rodeo, visitor friendly, thinking of things that what we could do to bring in more people during the week. You know, that'll fill up the hotels and give people things to do. You know, it's just things that's going to be good for the community.
And
it's
maybe
not
has,
just rodeos.
And maybe have some concerts in the rodeo ground.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, Vice Mayor of Reading, and we're going to take our last break.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Tomorrow, Gary Oxley, running for supervisor of 5th District, will be our guest at 7 at 8 o'clock, House Realty. Today, it's going to be sunny and hot with a high near 97, tomorrow 97, and Saturday around 92. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair is going to go this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And the guy we had in, Hayrod, that we were interviewing, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. If you've never been to one of those, tickets are very reasonable, and veterans, you get a discount there. I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, Vice Mayor of Reading. We talked about the Civic, and as Dr. DeNuca has said, the city will keep the Civic open, but open in the sense that if somebody wants to rent it for events and there's in the events like Cool April Nights, it will be there and available and in working condition. But they're also putting out requests for proposals for people that want to take over the management of the Civic. He also said that he is open, and I'm sure the city council is open to anything that is good for the city, and up to and including the sale of the Civic, as long as it enhances our city. It's not going to be used for housing or anything like that. So that option, all the options are open from what I understand, from what I gleaned from what you said.
Absolutely. I would, absolutely. I am personally open to any and all options, what is good for our city and the community. It has to be good for them, and it cannot be just for private profit or things like affordable housing.
Let me switch subjects totally here. William Tarbo, your new city manager, had him on the show. Well, he's got, I mean, this man is taking a close look at everything the city's doing. Has he been what you thought when you hired him?
That was our intent. We wanted a fresh look, an outside look at everything in the city, because any place, any institution, when they keep doing the same thing again and again for 5, 10, 20 years or a generation or two, then they become ossified. So it's always good to have an outside perspective, a fresh look from it, from outside, so that we are thinking outside the box. And we wanted someone like that. We made it very clear to the incoming manager, and so far he is doing that, and I'm very happy with that. You know, things are not easy. The budget issues are not easy, but we are very determined to analyze this in a thoughtful way. I don't want to do a slash and burn. Some of the people are afraid, you know, the staff is afraid that, okay, you know, are we trying to do the layoff? Are we trying to do the furloughs? Are we trying to cut down the salaries? Let me tell you, and I have said this from Dias and it publicly, as well as a city council and the city manager have supported this, that this is not my desire to have any furloughs or salary cuts or layoffs. Our desire is to balance the budget, and there is a certain structural problem there. Hyperinflation of last several years is costing us almost somewhere between 50 to 70% more than it used to cost us to provide basic service like fire, police, and roads. And our revenue has not increased. In fact, because of online shopping, our tax base is less. So we have to fix those problems. But I want to focus more on making the pie bigger. How do we grow the size of pie? What is going to be our next economic engine? Roads, fire, police. They need some money into it. We don't have the construction boom of the Shasta Dam. We don't have the timber industry anymore. We don't have the agriculture so much anymore. So what is going to be our next boom? I am convinced about it. The next economic engine has to be based around education, professional, technical education. And I'm talking about healthcare because that's our strong need right now. So that kind of fits. We have the need of healthcare. Plus, healthcare education can be a good economic engine for us. But what my vision is, to build that in the future, to grow something where you have all kind of technical education in the area. So our children don't necessarily have to leave the area to get some technical or professional education. Rather than that, people come from all over the country to train here, put their money here. So we become, in short, my vision is to have Reading become an inspiration for our next generation and destination for the nation. And that is going to be our long-term solution.
Well, I know that the medical school has been in the news a lot. I know that Dr. Hall, in fact, is back somewhere on the East Coast talking about getting grants and everything.
Yes, that man is working hard.
He is working very hard at this.
And we are fortunate to have a hometown university whose top decision maker, president of the university, is right here. He calls me all the time in the middle of night at 11:30.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, we're having conversation.
Well, now, did I just see where UC Davis is talking about opening up an annex up here in the North Stand?
So,
what does that do?
So, for a year or so, when I started talking about a medical school.
I know you've been talking to him for years.
So, there were a lot of opposition when I started talking about this, that we don't need this, we couldn't do this. I'm very happy to report that everybody has come around. And they all agreed that, yes, we need it, and yes, we can do it. And now there are more than one institution trying to do this, Simpson as well as UC Davis. I'm very happy for that. With the UC Davis, I would love to see a written commitment from the president of the UC Regents, because they are the true decision maker. Our local doctors, I love them, but they're not the true decision maker. UC Davis is an arm of state of California,
right.
And you can tell from that, how much red tape they have. And I'm a part-time faculty at UC Davis. I love them. However, the administration there moves at the pace of state of California, which means?
Glacial.
And which means their focus is in Sacramento, not in Redding. We are an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see some firm commitment written at the level of UC Regents President's office with a firm timeline, and not just 6 students a year. I want a full medical school, not just third and fourth year rotation here.
Right, right. Oh, we talked about a lot of things today, Paul. and that one, the medical school. Dr. Hall, who's gone this week back working on this, he will be on the show next week, on Thursday, in fact, at 8 o'clock, and we'll get an update from him.
And we are meeting today, actually, at UC Davis. He has invited a lot of people there, and we have invited
UC Davis.
No, sorry, at Simpson.
At Simpson.
Simpson, we are meeting
a lot of people. Is he back now?
He's back today,
okay.
And North Valley Medical Association, people are meeting at Simpson today.
Good.
To see what their plan is.
Okay. Well, it will be a boon for not only just our community, but also having a region and having doctors here. Having places where We have our homegrown doctors.
I'm looking for not just Redding, but Shasta County, Siskiyou County, Trinity, Modoc, Lassen, Butte County, Tehama County, everybody. And I'm not looking for just us today. I'm looking for next seven generations.
We have to. And that's something you can take from Redding Rancheria.
Yes.
Six generations out, they plan. And it would be nice if we could do that. I mean,
we will.
Somehow, that everybody agrees that this is where we want to be six generations from now. Now, how do we get there? I mean, there's different ways. But the objective, we want to be a growing community. Redding's going to be 120,000 people, you know, I don't know, whatever, with all of these different facilities, medical infrastructure, safety, civic auditorium.
we'll make it pride.
We can do it.
Yes.
We can do it. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Always appreciate you being in here. Everybody, tomorrow, like I said, Gary Oxley and House Realty will join us. It's going to be about 97 days, so don't leave anything in your car that you, alive that you want it to be there. If you leave it in there for several hours, start watching. Don't leave your dogs. Don't leave your kids. Don't leave grandma in there. So have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow. And happy birthday, Linda. I love you. God bless America.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.